You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood in for Kai Rizdahl. In addition to shopping, you may also be considering going to the movies. It's been about a year since COVID-19 shut down movie theaters across the country. Now some of those theaters are reopening. But if you're all excited for extra butter, overpriced candy, and a soda in a gallon jug-sized cup, not so fast. Masks will be required, making snacking tricky, and some theaters have even banned snacks entirely. That is a problem because a huge chunk of their profits comes from the concession stand. Marketplace's Jasmine Garst reports.
Delicious things to eat.
The popcorn can't be beat.
That 1957 movie trailer for Snacks says it all. Going to the movies has always been partly about eating. Popcorn, Juicy Fruits, Junior Mints. Snacks are about 40% of a movie theater's revenue, says NYU professor Charles Schrager, who focuses on the business of entertainment.
Theaters make money by your buying a ticket. And then they have to give a lot of that money, usually about 50% of it, back to the studios. So it's a relatively low margin business. They make this huge profit margin on selling you popcorn.
San Francisco has outright banned food and drinks in theaters. But will people even want to eat at the movies? Former moviegoer Jose Hernandez in Los Angeles says it's a no for him.
Having to, you know, like pull your mask down to, you know, eat your popcorn and soda isn't, you know, it's not the same. It's just not time yet.
The days of sitting in the dark, shoving nachos into your mouth while crying to Ryan Gosling are nowhere near back. John Vanko is the senior vice president of the IFC Center, a movie theater in New York. They are only allowed to fill a quarter of their seats and have decided no snacks or drinks.
It makes things a little more challenging to not be selling concessions. 25% seating capacity is a real challenge, too. But honestly, it's a lot better than 0% capacity, which is what we were stuck at for 51 weeks.
Vanko says they see this as a phase. I'm Jasmine Garst for Marketplace.